بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد we're discussing the sublime conduct of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in so far as the sleeping posture is concerned. Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would go to bed, Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you go to bed, sleep on the right side. There are substantiative medical benefits in sleeping on the right side. Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi writes that this posture aids a person in awakening without much difficulty. If one does not go into a deep sleep because in that. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali writes that sleeping on the left side is detrimental to one's health. Sleeping on the right side reminds one of life in the grave, as this will be the posture therein. Placing the right hand under the right cheek. Sayyiduna Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to place his hand under his cheek when he would go to bed. Sayyiduna Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his right hand using a pillow. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pillow was made of leather and it was filled with date palm fiber. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally used a pillow. In the absence of it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used a sheet or something to form a temporary pillow. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pillow was made of leather and it was filled with date palm fiber. Note, it was probably the trend in those times. However, true love demands that one emulate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these coincidental aspects as well, as we have already read in other aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.